Blog Talk Radio.
I'm doing fine. This is Kim.
Hi.
Hey. Okay. Well, don't look like I have to teach you anything because you already know the difference between the live button and the mute button.
I just figured.
The X beside my name is if you get an offensive caller. Mm-hmm. And you just want to drop them off the line, just automatically hang up on them, you hit that X right there beside their telephone number.
Okay.
Automatically get rid of them.
Okay.
If you look over to the side where it says audio clips. Audio clips. At the top, you got your on air button, you got your end episode. Right below that, you got promote, episode information, and chat. And right beside that, you got audio clips.
Okay, wait a minute. It's giving me a... Hold on. I had an error message I had to exit out of. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. I don't see it anymore.
Well, you don't see what? Your studio?
Okay. I got it. It said end episode on air. Okay.
Okay. Right down below that, you'll see the switchboard. Then you'll see promote, episode information, chat. And then right beside that, you'll see audio clips.
Okay, I see.
Okay. When you are on the other station, because this is not the station that you will be doing your show on. This is just the station that we come on to train. When you are on the other station, that board will be full. And you can pull, you will learn how to upload songs. You can pull songs from on there, like if you decide you need to do a break or if you're waiting on a guest to show up or something like that and you just want to play some music, that's what your audio clips are there for.
Okay.
Okay. Your promote button is when you click your promote button, it will come up and it will let you promote your show on Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk. So you can click that little button beside each one of them, hit send, and it will send out a message to Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk.
Okay, that's
what it says. Huh?
Now I was just looking at the screen. I don't see where you say to promote. I don't see that button.
You don't see the button that says promote? Okay, you see on air and in episodes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right below that you see switchboard.
I did see it, but I don't see it anymore. It's not up here right now.
Okay. Beside switchboard, directly beside switchboard, you'll see three buttons: promote, episode information, and chat.
Okay.
If you hit the promote button, it'll say post to your network, and it'll give you three options: Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk. You click all three of those and hit that little send button, it'll promote that your show is live. On Blog Talk.
Okay.
Episode information, if you click that, it just gives you information about your particular show. If you hit the chat button is what opens up the chat room. A lot of people that don't actually talk on the show, they log in and they come in a chat room. And they listen to the show and they chat with each other in the chat room.
Okay, is that the button with the two people?
Yeah, that's not the button with the two people. The button with the two people is for, what is that? some kind of screen. I don't know what that is. I don't ever mess with that button. But it's right, but the chat button is right beside the promote and the episode information buttons.
Okay.
And if you click that chat button, what comes up is it says launch chat here. You can either chat as a co-host, which will put a little chat box right here on your studio with you where you can keep up with what's being said in the chat room. Or
okay.
You can open up another window entirely. And you can't see, okay. And as the host, you don't necessarily need to see what's going on in the chat room. But that just gives people okay. the opportunity to chat back and forth about the show.
Okay.
But it gives you two options. End episode, if for whatever reason you have to end your episode early, all you do is hit that end episode button.
Okay.
And it will end your show. On air, as you can tell, that's your meter counting down how much time you have left in your show.
Yeah, okay, I see it. I see the promote button, too. The promote button, the chat button, and the episode info button.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that's just about it. I mean, you can mute yourself. You can mute everybody else. You can take people on and off the air. Like I said, if you get a caller that you just don't want to deal with, you know, just hit that X and that caller is gone. Boom, just like that.
Okay.
The most thing we have trouble with is 1111111 numbers,
uh-huh.
which is just a series of ones. It's either an international call or it's somebody that has blocked their telephone number and they don't want their telephone number to show, or it's a prank call.
Okay.
So, you know, be careful with your 1111111s. What else? That's about it.
Okay. Now this button, I remember you said something about uploading the audio. It's a pink button that I can click on that says upload audio for your episode.
Yeah, you can upload audio. You can do that. You can do that while you're in the show. If you want to look up something, you can do that while you're in the show. But if you go out of this, when you go out of your studio and you go back to the dashboard, to your left-hand mm-hmm. side, there's a place that says audio clips.
Okay.
If you click on that, it teaches you how to actually upload your audio.
Okay.
And it teaches you the format that your audio has to be in. It either has to be, I think it's WAV, MP3, it may be MP4. It's about three or four different formats that it will let you upload.
Okay.
And like I said, you can upload music, you can upload sound bites, you can upload pre-recorded shows, all kinds of stuff as long as it's in the right format.
Okay.
But like I said, you'll find that on that same dashboard where you found create, episodes, audio clips, and all that. It's on that same dashboard.
Okay.
Also, after you set up your show, okay, say for instance you have a last minute change, or you got a last minute picture that you want to upload because you do know you have a slideshow when you set up your show.
Okay.
It's under options. It's under advanced options when you set up your show. And if you go under advanced options, it gives you the option, I think, to load up to 6 pictures for your slideshow for your homepage, for your show page. And
okay.
So say, for instance, you know, you got something last minute that came up that you need to take care of, or you need to change the show time by 30 minutes or something like that. When you mm-hmm. go into episodes and you see your show, to the right-hand side of your show, there is a little trash can icon and a pencil icon.
Okay.
If you hit that pencil icon, that gives you the option to go in and edit your show.
Okay.
If you hit the trash can option, that deletes your show.
Okay.
So if for any reason at the last minute you got a show that you need to delete, you can go in, hit episodes, pull up your show, and once you see that little trash button, just hit that little trash mm-hmm. button. It'll ask you, are you sure do you want to delete this show, this episode or whatever. You say yes, and it's gone.
Okay.
Like I said, all the shows are recorded. So if for any reason anybody can't listen to the show live, they can always go back and listen to it because it becomes a part of the archive.
Okay. Now,
so,
when people call and I answer, do I say, like, "What? Welcome to Woman to Woman. This is your host, Penelope," or do I just
say
hello?
You say whatever you want to say. You say whatever you want to say.
Okay.
That's up to you. You say that however you want to say it. However you want to broadcast your show, that's how you do it.
Okay.
That's it. I can't think of anything else. Because once you learn how to turn people on and off, that's basically it for the switchboard.
Okay.
And you know how to do that now.
Yeah.
So you got any questions?
No, just letting it all sink in.
Okay, well.
It doesn't seem like it's hard to do.
Huh?
I said, it doesn't seem like it's hard to do.
Not once once you get that part of pulling people on and off the air, once you get that part, then, you know, that's basically it. Because the rest of the stuff is self-explanatory. You get the punching buttons, and when you punch a button and it comes up and it tells you what to do, all you have to do is whatever it tells you to do.
Okay.
But like I said, this is not the station that you will be, but until you decide that you are ready to prepare for your first show, you decide what date you want your first show to be on. You got to log in for this. So you can come in here, you can play, you can set up shows, you can, you know, if you want to talk, chit-chat with a couple of your friends just so you can get the feel of what's going on, just give them the number and tell them what time to call, and, you know, you set up a 15, 20, 30-minute show and just practice some if you want to.
Okay.
You decide that you're ready to start promoting for your first show.
Okay. I think I'm ready, though. I think by Wednesday I'll be good.
Okay, well, do you know what you're going to do for your first show? Have you talked to anybody? Are you going to do an interview? What are you going to do for your first show?
I don't know.
Because, see, remember, on the other station, you have a two-hour block. Now, you don't have to use the whole two. You don't have to use the whole 2 hours, but you have a two-hour block.
Okay. All right.
So I guess I need to
one and figure out what I'm going to do for the first show.
Yeah, decide what you want to do for your first show. But if you're sure that you want to do your first show this Wednesday coming up, then I'll go ahead on and I'll start promoting.
I think I want to, but I just got to figure out what exactly I want to talk about or what I want to do. Like, I guess I need some ideas.
Okay, well, this is Woman to Woman.
Yeah. So it shouldn't really be hard.
No, because, you know, we got a whole lot of issues. So you just pick and choose. We got a whole lot of issues we need to talk about.
How about relationships?
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
You know, and if you got some people that you want to, if you got some folks that you want to involve in it, then, you know, let them know because you're still doing 12 to 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you got some people that you want involved in it, let them know. You understand what I'm saying? Give them the telephone number. Let them know what time you're going to be on the air and find out if they want to be a part of it.
Okay. Okay. Oh, fair enough.
So inbox me the title of the show. That way when I get ready to start promoting, I have the title, the date, the time, and everything, and I can start promoting it and passing it around a little bit.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And between 9 tomorrow, I'll send you the username and the password for the account for the station that you actually going to be on.
Okay.
Because the number, everything is different as far as the numbers are concerned. The host number, the PIN number, the call-in number, but everything else is exactly the same.
Okay. All right.
All right, well, our 15 minutes is up.
It is. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. All right. Remember, inbox me the title of what you want that show to be, and I'll talk to you later. And if you have any more, if you can think of any more questions, just inbox me and I'll answer it.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Mommy is happy.